Well, there just isn't any reason for me to complain about it. But you should know that time is incorrect. The actual time, check your clock, is 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So, let us begin. We got some special stuff going on today. Because I'm special. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm special. Oh, that cannot be true. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, come on, get with it. The first thing we need to do on Dubious Goals Committee is to drink some tea. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute, because today is a very special today. Today is Da Hong Pao Day. Yes, we're finally going to drink the Da Hong Pao, but first we need to consult with the numbers lady to find out what are today's numbers. Yeah, aren't you interested? I know I am. So let's go over here to the other side of this room and consult the numbers lady. Oh, here she is. Hello, numbers lady. What are the numbers today?
The numbers are 318, number 359, number 378, number 386, number 388, number 410. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. And I always appreciate your gratitude. All right, so I guess there's no more getting around it. It is Da Hong Pao time. Yes, 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 we are going to drink Da Hong Pao today. I've been feeling good. I slept well. I think my sinuses are back to as normal as they're going to get for this time of year after having a headwind for a week and a few days. I did notice that in the last couple days, things are starting to taste normal for me, so I thought this would be a good time to start tasting the Da Hong Pao. So, let's leave this room and head up into the kitchen, where we're probably going to find a couple things. One, we will find, some tea-making accoutrements and some water getting preheated. We will probably also find an obnoxious cat. And here she comes, running up the stairs. Hi! Oh, she went zooming right past me. Yeah, I can see you're looking out the window. It's too windy. It is actually a very nice day, but the Weather Channel actually got the weather right. It is almost, it's about like 68 degrees Fahrenheit right now, which is, probably pretty close to 20 degrees Celsius or thereabouts. It's a nice warm day. They said it was going to be warm. I guess they're going to be able to guess the weather right every once in a while. So, yeah, it's about 18 degrees Celsius. Might get a little bit warmer. But it's very windy today, so we can't go outside. And so the cat's mad. And now she's running in here. Okay, geez, let's put some more heat on this, first of all. Yes, meow babies! What does a kitty want? Oh, you want some kitty tea? Okay, yeah, I'll get you some. Okay, so we grab the kitty water cup off the floor. Fill it up with some delicious kitty water all the way up to the rim. Here's your kitty water. Oh, it's so delicious. Okay. Drink it. You need to drink it. You need to drink it because I just poured it for you. Drink it up. Where are you going? Drink the damn kitty water. Nope. Not interested. Okay, speaking of water, my water is starting to get pretty hot. And let's get the thermometer out. Okay, one thermometer in hand. We're going pretty hot on this Da Hong Pao. There's some little pictographs, some little icons on the package that are telling me to use 8 to 10 grams of tea in 98 degree water for 160 milliliters of water, brew for 1 to 10 seconds, and I'm going to be able to get 7 to 9 infusions out of this 8 grams of tea. So, what temperature were we at? See, now normally I wouldn't hit an oolong this hot. This is Dahong Pao, the big red robe. It is an oolong tea from the Wuyi Mountains. Yes, it grows in rocks. It is a rock tea. We've discussed it before. And this water is getting close. I might not actually do 98 degrees. Only because, one, I've got a lot of water to deal with. This is telling me to do 160 milliliters, and I'm actually going to do 10 times as much. So let's get the magic carafe opened up here. Yahoo. And let's take a look at this tea. Let's see what is up. Hi, glad you came back to do some meowing in my face. Yes, you're a Yang Baby Ganuchins. Yang Baby Ganuchins is having some fun on the floor. Let's open this. Okay, let me see this tea, yo. Oh, wow. I'm gonna pour it into this little plastic container. I can't get the damn tea out of the package. I can see it. There we go. That's opening better. I don't want to kill these leaves. Yes, you're a good baby yam. I'm having extreme difficulty with this tea. Okay, now it's coming out of the damn package. And I got half of it on the counter.
What are you yanging about? Yang baby kitties. Yeah, that's you.
You are Yang Baby Kitty.
You're Yang Baby Baby Town Bumpers.
Okay. Yeah, we got some good looking leaf here. Wow. Nice and oxidized, rolly, but not rolled up into a ball. Got some big leaves here. What is this? We got some buddage. It's looking good. Let's check the temperature on this water. Thermometer. Yes, you're a good baby. I'm making tea. You know what that means.
Yes, you do. We do it all the time. We do it all damn day.
My cat is just... What is... It's windy again. So she's like, oh, it's super exciting. Hey, we gotta do exciting stuff. There's no birds out there because it's still windy.
Meow, babies.
All right, looking at the water, we are hitting 94, 90, yeah, we're just about to hit 95, maybe go up to 96. This is about where I'm going to want it, because for this amount of water, it's about 1,400 milliliters. Do I want to go a whole minute? I don't think I do. I think what we're going to do here is try to go about 40 seconds. Let me think. Well, I could actually go a little bit longer. Oh, hush. You. Okay, we got to ask the cat.
Hi. How much tea time do you think the water should be in the teas for my Dahong Pao? Wuyi Rock Tea Oolong from Wuyi, China. Oh, you don't have an opinion on that, but you have an opinion on everything else?
Yeah, of course, because you're a cat. Okay, so we're killing the heat on the water. And we get this magic towel ready so I don't burn my hand off. We grab the water boiling vessel and we start pouring the water into the magic carafe. Here we go. Oh yeah. Beautiful. Wow. Wow, that smells good. Okay, so we seal it up. We put the lid on. We set the timer. I'm gonna set it for 40.
Meow, 40.
You can't count. You're not Count Baby McCounters. You're not Count Baby the Count from Sesame Street. My cat does not know what I'm talking about. My cat does not care what I'm talking about. My cat just wants attention. Because you're a baby.
You are an attention hog. You are a hog attentioner. That's what you are. No comment.
No kitty comment. All right, so we're up here. We might as well grab a teacup. Nice. One of my little baby teacups. There's the timer. Let's open the thing back up. Dun dun dun, the magic teapot. And this is the tricky part. Let's take out the leafage. Oh boy, yeah, I think we did good. We'll put that in the leaf saver. I'm looking down into the liquor and it's a beautiful color. I'm putting the lid back on and we're gonna let that homogenize for a second.
Yes, you're homogenized. You're a homogenous baby.
I want to heat up this teacup, so I'm going to get the water going. And I'm going to stick my nose into these tea leaves. Oh, wow. Huh. It reminds me of... What does that remind me of? It reminds me of, like, spinach. Not kidding. And, wait. Let's get into this. Hold on. All right, I need to heat up my cup. Got the hot water going here, coming out of the... faucet. Gonna fill the cup up here and just let that absorb some heat so the tea doesn't shock it and then lose all its heat. So now, while we're waiting, I'm gonna put away my thermometer here, put it back in its little case, put the thermometer back in this cabinet with my other stuff. Okay, where are we at here? Is it time to drink this tea? Yes, I think we need to get into this. So, let's throw the water out. And we're gonna grab the teacup. And we're gonna grab the teapot, which is really my new carafe. And we're gonna take this stuff downstairs to the tasting area, into the tasting room. And the game's over. The game just got over. I actually stopped watching the game a few minutes before it ended, but that's okay because it was kind of a blowout. Anyway, my next game doesn't start for another 25 or 30 minutes, so we're good. We're going to have a fun time drinking this tea and talking about dice. Yes, it's Dice Day along with Dahong Pow Day. Oh, yeah, let me get sitting down on the floor here. And I'm ready. I'm ready to taste. How do I want to do this? Do I want to do a tricky, fancy trick pour? No. We're just going to let this dragon breathe. Oh, it was... No, I didn't have it sealed. Oh, no. Okay, so it's going to be a little bit cooler now, but I'm going to be fine with that. He pours the tea into the tiny cup. Wow, I can smell it from here. All right. Ooh. Oh, it's a lovely color. It's a combination of amber straw... and sort of like, not orange, not yellow, okay? It's reddish brown, but extraordinarily light reddish brown, and it smells so good. Oh, it's like, it does have that spinach sort of vibe to it, but not quite, which sort of scares me because that tells me, oh, it's going to be full of carotenes and other flavors that I don't particularly like. But, no, it's very good. And, of course, it's got that sort of dry grass feeling to it, along with that wacky nuttiness. Can't take it anymore. Got to take a sip. Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's got that oolongy thing. Yeah, and it does kind of taste like spinach. I'm not saying it tastes like spinach. I'm just saying it has this vibe to it. Oh. Wow, interesting. Uh-huh. Okay. There are even some, like, almost like coffee notes, like theobromine notes, chocolatey coffee. Of course, without being sweet or real obvious about it, it's just, let's pour some more of that. Little tiny cups of tea. And you know what else this, it's got, it's almost like, you know how ramen, cheap ramen smells? You know, you get your, 25-cent pack of ramen, boil for 3 minutes and add the powdered soup base, okay, right? When you open up that ramen package, that's what this smells like. That smell of ramen. Or that smell of, like, polished rice. You open up a new bag of rice and you sort of get this smell. Oh, it's good. It's good. Oh, let's try some more. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it. I'm going to be drinking this all day. Yeah. Oh, and it's also a little caramelly. Or does it taste like caramel, or does it taste like brown sugar? It's almost like more molassesy, like blackstrap molasses, but not sweet. It has that smell, and the smell is also got the scent of honey in it. Purpurea, we would say. Oh wow. So this is great. I've got a nice, lovely new tea to explore today. And to drink while I play with some dice. Today is dice day for me. I'm going to just hang out and watch my football, throw some dice. I might actually even do some math problems later. Oh, good stuff. I got some reading I need to do, too. But anyway, today we're talking about some of my favorite dice. And this is a subject, near and dear to my heart, because I do love dice. And doing this was kind of a suggestion of our favorite Belgian listener and SDF user, X1. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? So I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah, hot, hot, hot. And I'm looking at dice. And I've got dice to show you, so I'm going to post a link in the comm, Anon radio room right now. There it is. Everybody can see it. This is a photograph of some of my favorite sets of dice. And we've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sets of dice here and some accoutrements. So pull up that photograph. And if you're listening to this from the archive, you can find the photograph in my gallery, the SDF photo gallery. And we're going to go from top to bottom in this photograph. So up at the top, there's a top row of dice. There's 10 of them. And these are my fish prawn crab dice. They're beautiful. They are three color. They are red, green, and blue. Engraved dice, 14 millimeter ball corners with porcelain finish. All of these dice are 14 millimeter. Oh, just because that's such a convenient size for dice. But anyway, yeah, I've got 10 of these fish prawn crab dice, and I'm not even sure why I have 10. Well, because they were sold in a pack of 10. Because the truth of the matter is, no matter what game you're playing with these, you only need 3 of them. You only need 3 of these dice. So I figure, yeah, okay, well, I've got 10 in case I want to invent a very cool game, or in case I need to give some extra sets to people, and then have one die left over in case I lose one. But the dice are awesome. They're pretty good. The engraving's good. The coloring is a little bit inconsistent. I mean, the colors and everything are great, but the fill-in work, these are engraved dice. These are not printed. These symbols are not printed. These symbols are engraved, and then the ink or rub and buff is... Rub and buff is a product for doing things like this, for filling in the little grooves. And you can tell that there's some inconsistencies in the coloring, because if you look at the dice, the third one from the left is the crab, right? And if you keep going down the line, then number 7 in line from the left is also crab, but you can see he's got much more ink in him. He's more greener. He looks darker. You can't see his white spots as well. So yeah, some of the dice themselves are a little bit better. No quality control issues, but you know, it could be worse. Certainly could be worse, so we're not concerned with it. The fish prawn crab dice, I love them so much. And the shapes, the actual symbols, if you're wondering what those are, going from left to right, we have fish, prawn, crab, rooster, gourd. It's a calabash gourd used for carrying water, so sometimes it's called water. And then the thing that looks like a wheel is actually a coin, a copper cash, an old copper coin. Super fun, super fun. Time for more tea. On the next row down, we basically have two sets of dice. Oh, yeah. Getting into that nutty richness. The nutty oolong richness of this tea. Yeah, and I'm starting to think, I wonder if I should do this with slightly cooler water and a little bit longer brew time next time. I just might. All right, so the second row, down from the top. On the right, we have 5 dice, and these are the Cosmic Wimp Out dice. You'll notice that there is 1 black die, and then there are 4 white dice. And they have various numbers and symbols on them. The black die, the face that's showing, is the sun. And that sun is kind of used as like a wild card. The other faces on those dice are moons, triangles, lightning bolts, and stars. And then the numbers 5 and 10. And it's a fun game. Those two moons obviously represent the number 2, the 3 triangles represent 3, the 4 lightning bolts represent the number 4, and the 4 stars represent the number 6. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. We're not going to get into playing Cosmic Wimp Out right now, but these are very nice dice. These are, of course, engraved, and you can see that quite the fancy font there for the numbers 5 and 10. You know, I had 2 sets of printed Cosmic Wimp Out dice that I had owned before getting this good set, and I wore them out because they were just printed dice. The faces would wear off, and the 5 and 10 weren't very fancy, but yeah, engraved, nice stuff, good stuff. Then next to, in the second row, next to the Cosmic Wimp Out dice, we have 3 dice. Those are my fruit dice. Those are my slot machine dice. I either call them my slot dice or my fruit dice, and you can see the orange, the bell, and the cherries. On the sides, you can see 2 lemons. There's also a plum or a purple grape and a bar. You know, just the word bar. Because, of course, they're trying to be like a slot machine. Oh, yeah. These, of course, are more Koplow-produced dice. You can buy this set. I think they call them the slot dice. Ball corners, beautifully engraved, beautifully colored, better quality control than the fish, prawn, crab stuff. Very, very good coloring, consistent. Some of my favorite dice. They're colorful, and they use different colors than anything else, any other dice that I have. Because if you'll notice on all the dice, pretty much all the blues are the same. Pretty much all the reds are the same. The black is the same. But no, look at the fruit dice. We got the lovely yellow, we got the orange, we got the purple, and we got the deep, sort of richer cherry red of the cherries. Yeah. All right. So in the third row down here, we've got a set of 5 poker dice. These are my quality 3-color ball corner 14 mil dice, engraved poker dice. And yes, they are awesome. Standard poker dice, but you know, engraved. And if you have any other poker dice, if you have the poker dice that can be purchased in any drugstore here in America, and what do they call them? Hoyle? No, I think they're bicycle poker dice. Those are printed. Those don't have nice ball corners. The printing wears off, but you'll notice that the suiting is different. If you've ever had some poker dice, you'll know that your ace is a spade. And look at these dice. The ace is a club. Oh, very mysterious. How unusual. Yeah, when I first got them, I was surprised. I have another set of these in a blister pack in my dice case. But this is my usable set. I keep it in a tube. And then next to those, on the right, the black dice, ball corner dice. These are my Jolly Roger dice, my skull and crossbone dice, sometimes my pirate dice. Beautiful, black, glossy finish. And they are 6-sided dice, obviously, as all of these are. And they have a skull and crossbones instead of the number 1. That's the other interesting feature about these dice, is they actually have numbers on them instead of pips. And so you can see, look, there's the numeral 4. There's not 4 little dots. There's the numeral 4. And as great as this is actually sort of weird for me because I can't do the mental math fast enough. You know, because we've all grown up all our lives being able to recognize numbers on dice just out of sheer repetition. And it's more really about pattern recognition than it is about numerality. A word I had just invented. So like when I roll these dice, these pirate dice, I kind of get confused in the sense that, you know, I'll roll like 3-4, for example, and it'll take me a minute to add that up in my head and go, oh, that's 7. Because I'm so used to throwing like the patterns of dots. You know, I see 3-4, that's automatically 7 in my head. But these are beautiful dice, and these are really fun dice for playing like 2-dice pig, because the ones are skull and crossbones, and in pig, you know, if you roll a 1, it's bad. And so, oh, look how bad it is, skull and crossbones, you die. So down in the bottom row, we've got some more poker dice. Notice that they're square. Notice that they are 3-color. They have green involved, so they're black, red, green, and blue. My 4-color poker dice, but these are cheap knockoffs. If you look really closely at the engraving, you'll notice that it's thicker. The lines are thicker. That's because I'm pretty sure these were knocked off from this higher quality set that's above them. And we can talk more about that later. I mean, I think they actually took the dice, made molds from the dice. Anyway, also in the photograph are a dealer button and a buy lay token. I've got better dealer buttons, but I just threw those in there because they look good. And the odds button, it says lay on the other side. If you're buying odds or laying odds, it doesn't really matter. The other thing it doesn't matter is this show. It's over. Dubious Goals Committee airs every damn day, 1930. My name's Tobe, drinking more tea. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.